T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Lucas, Amazon is looking to expand its audiobook service, Audible, by offering its own podcast. Can we start by talking a little bit about Audible? Because I don't know much about it. Tell us about it.
Audible is the leading audiobook service. So much as sort of you think of Amazon when you think about buying books online, think of Audible in much the same way for people who want to buy them and then listen to them.
So why are they adding podcasts? Why are they going after that?
They see an opportunity to reach more listeners and make themselves a more integral part of listeners' day. I mean, we're in the middle of this real societal shift where a lot of people who have historically listened to radio are now listening to that type of audio, but streaming it over the internet, using Apple, using Spotify, using Stitcher, using all these other services. Audible already has a pretty strong business in audiobooks, and so going into kind of shorter form programming just seems like a no-brainer for them, and get more people in to use it, because there's a smaller audience for just audiobooks than there is for all types of audio.
So will their podcasts be linked directly to the books, or will they be getting into other topics as well?
There's a mix of both, more the latter. There are some original series that are sort of offshoots of books. The comedian Tiffany Haddish is working on an original show for Audible that's sort of inspired by her recent memoir. But then there are also wholly original pieces. You know, there was one that I believe that featured John Cena. There are all these different original programs that will be from scratch that will live on Audible that you'll be able to buy, or in some cases, some you'll get for free just as part of having a subscription.
This is coming as Amazon Music is also expanding its podcast offerings. Will these two end up competing against each other?
If you think about it just in terms of kind of leisure time, or even more specifically listening time, yes, this is a classic big tech company problem where they have two different divisions that don't really communicate, because Audible, which is based in Newark, really tries to operate independently from Amazon. Amazon Music is based in Seattle and is more closely tied to the mothership, and they're both seeing this opportunity to go into kind of shorter form nonfiction programming, and they're doing it at the same time, probably not communicating with one another, and ultimately, as a result of this confusion, might end up missing out on the listener altogether.
And is the fee involved here?
There is a monthly fee for Audible, or an annual fee to become a subscriber. Then you get certain benefits. You get a credit a month with some plans, 2 credits a month with another more expensive plan. And then you are supposed to get access to some originals for free. But then there are a bunch of originals where if you've hit that limit, you will have to pay for.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.